Shalom, and God bless you all, my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome to today's devotion. And I trust that the Lord will speak unto us today from His holy word. Amen. I want us to read from Judges chapter 7, verse 16 to 22. It's quite a long verse. I do not want to bore you so much with much reading, but I want to take a text from that verse. Here the word of God reads, "And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me." Hallelujah. Are we also going to look on Jesus as the men who were going into the temple when that crippled man saw them? The disciples, they told him, look on us. Whenever we look on Jesus, something new, something miraculous, something mighty happens unto us. And so here also Gideon said, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And that is my test for today's sharing. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came onto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the 300 company blew the trumpets and break the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the host, and cried, ran about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshitta in Zarephath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabat. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. So, this is a story of Gideon, one of the judges that God chose to rule the nation Israel. And we read the account that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. So here Gideon, growing up, probably he was told of his forefathers, how God brought them out of Egypt by a mighty hand, how he wrought mighty miracles, killed the firstborns of Israel, turn the water into blood, all these mighty miracles. But here Gideon, even going to thresh wheat by the wine press, hiding it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor, oh, how we also in our Christian walk, how we read about the mighty acts of God, about the mighty men in the Bible. Oh, how we wonder, is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Where are all his mighty miracles in our life? Probably we read about how God used, vindicated William Marrow Branham. Oh Lord, how he raised the dead, operated in the mighty wells of knowledge. And then here we are sitting, being plagued by diseases, being plagued by sorrow, poverty, sickness and disease, and we wonder, is the hand of God really even working in our life? Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that you are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty sister of valor. Amen and amen. But today, the same God who chose Gideon entered into a dialogue with God. And God said, Gideon, I am going to use you to deliver the children of Israel from these Midianites. But go in this power. Go and choose your army. Hallelujah. Always, what man think, how God should fight the battle is not how God normally fights the battle. Even as the heaven is far away from the earth, so God says that what? His thoughts are far away from our thoughts. Look at Gideon. He went and chose so many army and brought it unto as his army, just preparing to go into the battle against the Midianites. But God said, no, your army is still so great. Downsize your army. So Gideon used other strategies and downsized the army to 300 men. Hallelujah. So with the 300 men, he went into battle. So here we see that the method is an example of the destruction of God's kingdom, of the devil's kingdom. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Amen and amen. What is our strategy in this end time to destroy the devil's kingdom? Hallelujah. We must hold for the everlasting gospel. Fear the Lord and give glory unto him. Amen and amen. That is all that the gospel is about. Fear the Lord and give glory unto him. Amen. We must begin to sound the gospel trumpet. Brothers and sisters, let us blow it on the housetops, in the marketplaces, in our workplaces, at our schools, in our neighborhood. Let us sound the trumpet. Amen and amen. And let us hold on to the light that is in our 18th verse, the light that has been lit in us. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of our own self. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says what? We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. No one lights a candle and put it under a bushel, but it put it under a candlestick so that it shine to the whole house. If you are the light of the world, that is one of the strategies we are going to use to destroy the devil's kingdom. For we are being made able ministers of the gospel. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Amen. Who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we see that God always chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wicked. And that is what he did exactly in the life of Gideon. Looking at the army of the Midianites, God chose only 300 men, and God used a strategy. Gideon divided the army into three groups, and they went into the camp, and they overcame the Midianites. Amen and amen. The Bible says that what? For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, not according to the flesh, but after the Spirit. It is by grace. It is by grace are ye saved through faith. It is the grace, it's the gift of God. We don't need to boast. If God has been so great, gracious unto us, he's going to show his power in our life. He's going to destroy the enemy's camp. He's going to bring to naught the power of the devil in our life. Amen and amen. Gideon was also able to destroy the Midianite by a barley cake. Hallelujah. One of the soldiers from the camp of the Midianites relayed a dream unto Gideon, and he said, "And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man who told a dream to his comrade, and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumble into the host of Midian, and came to a tent, and struck it so that it fell, and overturned, and the tent collapsed." Hallelujah. "And his comrade answered and said, This is nothing else except the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand God has delivered Midian and all the hosts." Amen and amen. God has delivered the enemy into our hand. Only if we hold on to Christ, the sword of Gideon and of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why does God choose this method of defeating the enemy all the time? Hallelujah. Choosing the weaker things of the world to confound the world. Hallelujah. Just because he is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. The Bible says, in his name every power will bow, of things in heaven and on earth and under the earth, that the excellency of his power might be made known. Amen. The Lord deserves all the glory. He also went on to say, not by our own might, our power, but by his spirit. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Brothers and sisters, we should always have the habit of saying, if the Lord will, I am going to do so, so, and so. Let us not boast. Whatever we do, let us boast in the Lord. It is the Lord who has given me what? This grace to come this far. Hallelujah. Our gospel is a sword in the mouth, not as in the hands or in the physical hands of Gideon, who was able to destroy the Midianites. It is a two-edged sword, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. When the Word of God is in us, we are going to use that against the devil. When the devil came against the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ defeated him every time by "it is written." Hallelujah. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Hallelujah. And of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Of him that sits on the throne and the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The wicked are often led to avenge the cause of God upon each other under the power of their delusions, in their fury and in their passion. Oh, what a pity. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, it is the Lord that fight our battle for us. It is the Lord that is going to go before us. It is the Lord that is keeping us in this Christian journey. It is not by our mind nor by our power. It is by the Spirit of God that we are forging on. So my brothers and sisters, let us forge on. Let us hold on unto God. The Bible says, "I will fight for thee, and ye shall hold thy peace, says the Lord." The Lord is mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my brothers. May we bear the light as children of light. And the Lord will always avenge our cause and fight for us. May the Lord keep us. May the Lord help us to always consider ourselves. Probably we are going through a lot, but the Lord is saying that you are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty sister of valor. You are a mighty brother of valor. Let us hold on to God, for he will fight for us. May the Lord bless you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, shalom, shalom, shalom.